This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, today on Cross Hope, you're going to hear part five of the first message that we gave out of two messages on the subject of anger. There's so much material in James, we took 2 weeks to cover it, where James says man's anger does not bring about or produce the righteous life that God desires. So this is the end of part one. We'll continue with part two of this message with a second half next week on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. God bless you as you listen to the end of message one. Well, I'm going to have to wrap up early, but I'm going to close with this story. It's one of my favorite stories. I've done my best to find out if this story is true. I've even talked to people from Germany about this story because it's based in Germany, and they said, I think it's true. They remember reading about it and hearing about it. When the Berlin Wall was up in the city of Berlin, there were a group of East German people that were wanting to show their hostility toward people on the West Berlin side. And according to this story that I have checked out time and time again, this group of East German people wanting to show their contempt for people on the West German side took a garbage truck full of garbage, full of filth. And maybe with the help of the East German guards through a breach in the wall, they dumped this garbage truck full of garbage on the West German side as if to say, that's what we think of you people. You deserve our garbage. A group of people from a church in West Berlin, a Lutheran church as I understand it, got a truckload of milk, dried milk and diapers and canned goods and blankets, and they backed it up a week, 2 weeks later, whatever, to that same breach in the wall, and they neatly stacked the canned goods and all the gifts that they were giving to the people on the East German side. And then in German, obviously, they put a sign up that said, if my memory's correct, jeder Mensch gibt, was hat, which means each one gives what he has to give. Each one gives what he has to give. Here's my question. What is it that you have to give other people? You give what's in your heart. Jesus said that we'll give an account someday for every idle word. In fact, Jesus said, by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be judged. When I hear people say words don't matter, somebody needs to tell the Lord that. We're responsible for our anger. We're responsible for our angry words, and someday we will stand before not a psychologist named Carol Tavares. We'll stand in front of the Lord God Almighty, Son Jesus Christ, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. The Bible says to give an account of what we've done. Decide today, with God's help, you're not going to be a person known for his or her anger. You're going to be known for your love. Your love for people, and your love most of all for Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let's pray together. Well, believe it or not, today and all this week, you've been listening to the most requested message that I've ever given on the radio in over 30 years. Not a particularly profound message in my mind or eloquent. Evidently, it struck a responsive chord in a lot of people. We are all the victims of someone else's anger. You are and I am. But we're also victim makers, victimizers of other people. People have been victims of our anger, whether we admit it or not. We continue with a second message right out of the same passage where the book of James talks about getting rid of moral filth and evil that's so prevalent in our lives. There's linkage between the evil and the moral filth that's in your life and my life and anger, believe it or not. We'll talk about that next week on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.